Superhuman Channel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to James Howard Kunstler. He's been on the show before. We're going to have him on again. We've got an interesting discussion. I don't want to give away too much in the intro until we start the discussion with him. Later in the show, Rob Regish will be joining us for the Blueprint Power Hour, which was normally occurred on Tuesday, but we had to do it on Wednesday because Rob had some things to do yesterday. So listener questions will be answered about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. And of course, the Blueprint tip of the week will be given during that time as well. But first we get started with James Howard Kunstler. How you doing, James?
I'm pretty good, considering.
Yes, and we're going to talk more about that in a second. For those of you who don't know Mr. Kunstler, he is the author of several books, including Too Much Magic, The Long Emergency. He is a columnist, author, and blogger, and he's got a fantastic website that is filled with great information about a variety of things that affect us in our lives at Kunstler.com, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R.com, and you should check it out. Don't do it now. Wait till after the interview. Anyway, so my good friend Brooks Kubik, who is also a regular on the show, reads your blog, which I can't say the name of the blog completely, but it's Cluster F Word Nation, for those of you who are adults and can figure that one out. And he said, Carl, you've got to get James back on the show. You've got to read this story. I'm going to kind of start in the middle, if you would just humor me for a second. Okay, James?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about the disorder, let's say, for lack of better terms, that you have been trying to get an answer to and recently were told that you may have Lyme disease. When did that start?
Oh, it's been going on probably for a year and a half or two, in the sense that I began to notice it in an insidious sort of way. But I actually can't say categorically how long it's been going on. It sort of crept up on me. And
what are the symptoms?
Well, at first it was just sort of rather unusual fatigue, and then it started to take the form of kind of supernatural fatigue, and then my hands and toes went numb. Mm-hmm. And tingly, and I started to have some more unusual than usual joint pain. And I just sort of went with this for about a year or so and didn't know what was going on. I actually did try some nutritional strategies first. And I tried quite a lot. I mean, I tried a lot of supplements that, you know, made promises to do this and that.
On what mechanism of action were you approaching these supplements? What were you being told, well, these are symptoms of what, and these supplements will help reverse
them? Well, it started, actually, the whole thing started with, I went to my doctor about 4 years ago and hadn't been for a while, and he thought my cholesterol was very high, and he put me on a powerful dose of a powerful statin. And I sort of dutifully took it for several years.
Right.
And I began to suspect that it was harming me.
Right.
And so the first thing, I was taking a drug called Crestor, was the name of the statin.
Right.
And so he had never told me to take coenzyme Q10.
Right.
So I decided, you know, somehow I got hip to the idea that you really got to take this stuff if you're on this.
Any statin. Any statin, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I did, but it didn't help much with the symptoms. You know, the conclusion that I drew was, well, and this is what you find in the literature if you read around the web on it, is that, you know, statins are suspected of doing harm to your cellular metabolic system.
Right.
And so I was undertaking to try to fix that. Not too long after that, I just decided to taper off of the statin altogether. And my doctor was very pissed off about that. In the meantime, you know, I was trying various other combinations of supplements.
What are the supplements that you tried, just out of curiosity?
Oh, golly. Such a long list.
Any high-dose vitamin C, any of those things?
Yeah, I was taking high-dose vitamin C. I was taking a lot of Bs. For a while, I thought I had a vitamin B12 problem.
Sure, methylation,
and I was
sure.
I was taking sublingual, you know, under the tongue because it doesn't absorb very well. And none of that really did anything. So then I began to Google these symptoms, and they started to point to something else, which was cobalt poisoning from a metal-on-metal hip replacement.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you had a hip replacement back in when, 2003 or something like that?
2003, I had a hip replacement, and they put a biomet metal-on-metal hip implant inside of me. And it worked pretty well for a long time. You know,
right.
I didn't have any complaints about the mechanical performance and still didn't really have any complaints about it. You know, it made some weird squeaky noises once in a while, but I sort of dismissed that. But I began to get suspicious because it was turning up in the literature that that these things, after a while, would abrade. You know, you have a ball rotating in a socket incessantly day in and day out. And they insidiously, if they're not breaking apart altogether, which some of the really poorly manufactured ones do, they will simply abrade particles, and even you know, on the ion basis, and they'll just go into your system and they'll accumulate.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Now, because this is a wonderful story. Now, you had just recently gone to a doctor prior to you around the same time that you started reading this information about this prosthesis. You also started to be either be told or come to the conclusion that you may have been a candidate for possible Lyme disease, right?
Yeah, I was doing three things at the same time. I was pursuing a bunch of things. First of all, not long after I got off the statin, I asked my own doctor about seeing a toxicologist about cobalt poisoning. And my GP basically blew me off on that.
Don't you love that?
No, I didn't love it. I was disturbed by it, but not disturbed enough to do anything. And then I got distracted by having to move to another house, which occupied me kind of day in and day out for 3 months or so.
Right.
But, you know, the process of moving itself was informed me about how fatigued I was because, you know, I really found it very, very difficult to carry on with just some pretty normal activities, you know, building shelves and moving boxes and stuff like that. It was really killing me to do that. So,
any sleep issues?
Sweats? Well, I had pretty long-standing insomnia issues, so it was a little hard to separate all that out. But I would say that they got worse.
Night sweats?
Not night sweats, but I would wake up with just a feeling of, it was something that's really hard to describe. I guess I would now describe it as a kind of a vivid, effervescent sense of inflammation.
Interesting.
Of just, you know, having some kind of internal disorder on a systemic basis.
Right, right.
Like my, you know, my telomeres were singing off key or something. I don't know really. It's hard to state what it is. It's just,
but it's amazing. The body knows that you were getting some feedback. But because it wasn't familiar feedback, you didn't know where to categorize it or what to make of it. But the body was saying something is not right.
Yeah. So anyway, to get back to this, my doctor blew me off of the COBOL thing, and I didn't. I got discouraged about pursuing it. I contacted the office of one local toxicologist myself, and they blew me off and said, "Oh well, we don't take patients. We just do industrial toxicology, meaning workman's comp."
Right.
So they didn't want to talk to me. I didn't even know that there was a standard blood test for it. So anyway, in the meantime, I got distracted by moving, did all that. And my mind started to go down some other paths. I began to think that maybe I had Lyme disease because I live in an area that's the epicenter of the Lyme epidemic in the USA, the Upper Hudson Valley. And, we have a deer population explosion. And, I know lots of people who either have it or have had it or can't get rid of it or one thing or another. And I began to talk to some of them about it. And my symptoms were fell under the umbrella of Lyme disease. So I decided to pursue that. In the meantime, I was pursuing something else. Because of my statin experience and my cholesterol issue, I decided at the time I went on statins that I would put myself on an ultra-low-fat diet because that was sort of the standard of practice for cholesterol. So I put myself on an Ornish/Esselstyn diet, ultra low fat. And I was eating very little besides, vegetables and tofu for about 4 years. And carbs. I was eating a lot of brown rice and a lot of, whole 7-grain bread and that was my diet for 4 years.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing about all this is? Fat is an amazing detoxifier. What people don't realize is back in the 16, 17, and 1800s, all the way up into the early 1920s, 1930s, it was understood that if you came in contact with a poison, whether it was, something that you ingested or a bite from a bug or a snake, one of the treatments was to immediately give the individual gobs and gobs of raw cream, raw eggs, because fat is an amazing detoxifier. And we really know this instinctively because when people talk about coming in contact with toxins, we know that toxins store themselves in fat. We know that people will say, when you come in contact with pesticides, it stores itself in your fat. Well, toxins have an affinity for fat. If you're not getting fat in your diet, then the toxins will reside in the fat in your body. But if you're getting fat in your diet, the body has the ability to flush the toxins out because toxins have an affinity for fat. So going on an ultra low fat diet is like the pox on trying to treat any type of systemic disorder. We have to take a commercial break. Never mind. I have to talk to you off the air sometime. But anyway, that's another story. This is an amazing discussion we're going to have because what we're going to be talking about here with James Kunstler is something that everyone needs to be aware of when you are contemplating something as radical as cutting a piece of your skeletal system out and replacing it with something that man made. And people need to hear this story. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to James Howard Kunstler. His website is Kunstler, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R.com. I learned about this discussion on his website. Those of you who read his website won't wait for me to do interviews with him because you can find this stuff on your own. So I suggest you go there. Okay, so one of the things I found really interesting, James, was that when you went to the Lyme disease specialist, right? He did.
Hey, I want to back up. I've got to back up a little.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because we were talking about this diet that I went on. And this is another part of the story. So I was on an ultra low fat diet, and I came to the conclusion that this neuropathy that I developed, this tingling numbness in my hands, might have been a result of me not getting any fat in my diet. That I just, you know, the myelin on my nerves was dissolving. So I had a talk about this with a friend of mine who, it turns out, had Dr. Robert Atkins as his general practitioner doctor back in the 1970s and 80s. Okay. And he persuaded me to consider going on a paleo diet.
Now you're talking. Because
Then I went to the Lyme doctor.
Okay.
And now we're back to where you were.
Okay. So tell this. I loved your comment. I guess to a guy with a hammer, everybody looks like a nail. So the Lyme disease doctor, you did get him, in fact, to run both cobalt, zinc, and titanium tests as well, right?
No, I basically asked him for a cobalt test.
Okay.
He was, you know, I went to see this guy who's one of the gurus of, you know, Lyme, therapy, in, this region, because the standards of practice with the general practitioners is that, you know, they're so lame that, first of all, they don't know anything about Lyme disease. Secondly, the treatments that they prescribe are generally ineffectual. So this is one of the guys who was working outside of the standards of practice. He wasn't taking insurance because they didn't recognize his therapies as being legitimate. You know, he would basically give people multiple antibiotics and other things at the same time. And so I went to see him, and it was rather expensive. You know, I dropped like $2,500 the first visit just to talk to him and have a bunch of tests taken. And I at this time, I said, look, this is kind of out of the box, but I'd like you to run a cobalt test on me because I want to find out whether my hip implant is poisoning me. And he did, and about 2 weeks later, I had a second appointment with him after the results came back from the tests, and all of my Lyme tests were negative, all of them, a great battery of them, far beyond what the general practitioner will run on you. But then he came to this one number, and he said, oh, well, your cobalt number is amazing. And then he just sort of blew past that and said, okay, I'm gonna write out a prescription for you for two antibiotics, and I want you to take these, blah, 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 blah.
So he was going to treat you for Lyme disease anyway.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I felt like I was talking to a cyborg who could not overcome his programming.
It does not compute. It does not compute.
Yeah, it didn't compute. You know, he was programmed to treat Lyme, and so he was the proverbial guy with a hammer who thinks everything's a nail.
Right, right. That's classic.
And that, you know, that appointment brought me up to another, you know, another $500 to $3,000 level of what I'd already spent talking to this Lyme guy. And, so I had this, you know, I didn't take the antibiotics as it turned out. And instead I went back to a new GP who I had, engaged after firing my old one. And, I asked him to run, a cobalt panel on me to see if it would verify the original finding, and he did, and it was high again. So, you know, that verified that I had cobalt. He also suggested chromium, and we ran a chromium test, and that was high too, and I have a cobalt and chromium alloy hip implant, and that tended to suggest to me that I had a problem with that implant.
I got to ask you a question. Hold it right there. Stay at the meanwhile for a second. So, while you're gathering this information, do you ever call the attending physician and or surgeon that gave you the hip replacement and say, hey, how long are these things supposed to last, and is there a warranty on it? Like, is this normal for this to happen?
No, I did contact him, and that's not what I said. I contacted him, and I said, I think I'm having a problem with cobalt poisoning from my hip implant. I just flat out. And he was actually pretty cordial about the whole thing. You know, he told me to come in right away. I had an appointment with him. I sat down and talked to him. You know, he acknowledged the fact that there was a growing set of problems with metal-on-metal hip implants that had been introduced around the time that I got mine without a whole lot of testing. By the way, you know, it's becoming acknowledged with some grudging acknowledgement that This has now become the biggest fiasco in the history of modern orthopedics. It's such an enormous problem. One of the manufacturers, a Johnson & Johnson subsidiary, which was not the one that made my hardware, actually had to issue a product recall, which made them instantly, ipso facto, susceptible to litigation.
Right.
You know, having virtually made an admission that their product was failed and injured people. And anyway, so my orthopedist who originally put the implant in consulted with a guy, with another guy in his partnership, and they suggested that I think about getting it removed. And my orthopedist couldn't do it because he didn't have any experience with revision surgery, mm-hmm. which can be very complex.
Right.
It's not exactly the same as putting him in the first time.
Right.
You have to be prepared for a lot of different contingencies depending on what they find when they open you up.
Are they going in through the front or the back for this? Did they go in through the front or the back for your first hip replacement?
They went in through sort of the side towards the back.
Okay.
You know, I've got a scar that looks like the the Delaware and Hudson Railroad track on, you know, sort of the side of my ass.
Yeah, so the glute, they went it through the back. Okay, so obviously this has got to be even more frustrating for you because now you're thinking I have to undergo a surgery.
I wouldn't say it was frustrating. I was beginning to feel relieved that I at least knew what the heck was going on after really an extremely long period of mystification and being on the merry-go-round of medical referrals and you know, I was just glad that this thing was resolving and the picture was resolving. You know, I realize that this is a major surgery with some profound risks, but I am fairly confident that I can get through it, right. And I'm in relatively good shape apart from being poisoned. My weight is normal. Most of my other numbers are normal.
Right.
And I basically made up my mind.
What about and I don't even know because I haven't done any research. Are there any chelation therapies? They have chelation therapies for iron and for chromium. Do they have chelation therapies for cobalt? Have you looked into that?
Well,
at all?
Yes, I've been taking chelation therapy ever since it was determined that I had too much cobalt in my system. I started about 3 weeks ago. There's a lot of disagreement about its efficacy for cobalt, although, you know, there is anecdotal information on the web that it will take cobalt out. I've also heard that people say it isn't that effective, and I haven't, you know, my numbers have gone down slightly in 3 weeks. These numbers may not mean anything to the layman, but I originally tested at 57 micrograms per liter,
okay,
which is quite high,
yes.
Normal being less than 1 microgram per liter.
Right.
So, you know, it was 50 times plus higher than normal.
Right.
When it was tested about a week ago, it was down to 40. So it's not really getting flushed out very rapidly, but it seems to be going down. However, you know, as long as this thing is in my body, it's going to keep on, giving off particles, and I got to get it out. So, yeah, I've heard of chelation. I feel pretty shitty doing it. Can I say that?
It's okay. We'll bleep it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Good.
But I don't feel good. My symptoms feel exaggerated in the sense of something akin to a Herxheimer reaction that you get from a drug,
mm-hmm.
where you know before you feel better, you feel worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kicking up all kinds of crap in your system.
Can they not ramp up the chelation therapy? If you've gotten it from 50 to 40, can't they ramp it up and get you from 50 to 30 or 20?
Well, one might think that. However, because there's so little agreement, you know, in the medical community, and because their standards of practice are what they are, I did go to see a revision specialist, and as of yesterday, we actually set a surgery date to get this thing out of my body for August 9th.
Okay.
And so, you know, I now have a firm surgery date. I asked him about this chelation I was doing. Frankly, I don't think he knows a whole lot about chelation.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But I said, you know, do you want me to discontinue it or what? And he said yes, very firmly. I think just on grounds that it's outside the standards of practice. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't understand how chelation therapy could impair your ability to undergo this surgery by potentially lowering even however minutely.
I think there are some ancillary issues like it may have an effect on
bleeding.
Your platelets in your blood.
Yeah, bleeding and so on.
And any issues that have to do with how your blood performs in surgery. I agree.
That's what I was going to say, bleeding, obviously.
I went to the chelation doctor who's a you know, a guy in my region who has, you know, taken up this unorthodox practice because he believes it has some benefits. So I spoke to him about it, and I said, the surgeon wants me to discontinue. And he wrote back and said, well, I think that there are benefits for you to continue.
Yeah, I think
and
so, too.
I haven't really resolved that yet. So,
because I'll give you, because I was just thinking of something else, and we have to take a break. But I would imagine that you're probably going to go give blood so that you have your own blood during the surgery, right?
No, I talked to the surgeon about that too, and he said, "Well, you know, your blood is loaded with cobalt."
Yeah.
So, no, we don't want your blood.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you're going to be, if you give blood for your surgery, you're going to be basically replacing blood with more cobalt laden blood. And that's why I would have thought
I think that, I'm not really sure how that works either, because that may be kind of a transitory thing. I think that the cobalt actually resides in other tissues, like your kidneys and your liver.
Well, no, it definitely resides, but it's kind of like all of these things, iron and cobalt and all these things, it's kind of like the seashore at high tide and low tide, where at high tide, as the tide starts to go out, everything gets left behind, but when the tide comes up and in again, it grabs it and pulls it back. So stuff that finds itself in the bloodstream finds itself intracellular, but then again can find itself back in the bloodstream depending on the amount. It's an osmotic process. If there's more in the cell than there is in the blood, it gives itself to the blood. So it's always trying to balance. And that's why I think chelation therapy would have been a great thing, even if you would have postponed the surgery for 5 months and done some aggressive chelation therapy to get those numbers down as far as possible. But obviously, the best thing that you can do, like you said, is get the damn thing out once and for all. I have a lot more questions. We're talking with James Howard Kunstler, and he's got a great blog, and you can go to his website, Kunstler, KUNSTLER.com, to learn more. Stay tuned. Later in the show, Rob Regish will be on holding the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat burn effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. That's ominous music to come to. We're talking with James Howard Kunstler. We're talking about, you know, what we're really talking about here is thoughts of getting a joint replacement, which is really promoted greatly in society today. It's amazing how hip and knee replacement prosthetic devices are now advertised during the nightly news and so on. The country is in bad shape. People are turning to joint replacement. We've done numerous shows on how to avoid these types of issues. But for those of you who are considering it, you need to consider this. Like any part in your car, does this have a period of usage? And if so, will you have to replace it? And worse than that, will it start to cause other problems as it starts to break down? James, have you had any discussions with that GP who dismissed your desire to have a cobalt test?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of discussions about a lot of things. And, you know, what sort of ended our relationship was funny. I asked him for a B12 shot, and he said, well, we're going to test your B12 first. And I said, well, I don't see the point because I've been taking sublingual B12 for the last 3 weeks. It's only going to queer the test. And so he got up from his laptop and stuck his finger in my nose and in my face and said, I'm not a boutique physician. There are people out there who want to talk to me. And so, you know, that was when I realized that we...
What a pompous ass.
Sympathetic relationship. So, we didn't have any discussions about my hip.
You know, I would love, I mean, personally, I would love to either put my finger in his face or send him, you know, an email or a letter saying, remember that cobalt test I asked you to have done and you dismissed me? Well, my cobalt was off the charts. You're an ass. You should really think about finding a new trade because you're hurting a lot of people. I mean, I would absolutely like to say that to his face.
I have that urge too, but then there's another part of me that, you know, says that, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Either that or not to just to not go there and, sort of stay away from the psychic darkness of starting another fight about something.
You know, but you know what the problem with that is? And I deal with this day in and day out. And I had a guy write a professional bio for me for a media kit a couple years ago. And he said to me, and he didn't use the word friggin'. He goes, you know what you are? I said, what? He said, you're really friggin' angry. I says, yeah, I'm angry because I'm tired of the way both the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical companies have this parasitic relationship that literally shortens lives and bleeds people of their money. And it's horrible. And I don't care if you're a conspiracy theorist or, you know, if they're not corrupt, then they are incompetent. And neither of those are acceptable, in my opinion, for that type of a job. If you go to a doctor and say, run this test on me, and he, you know, has this snooty look like, well, I'm not going to do it, or give me a B12 shot, and he acts like that, then he really needs to be shuttled off to some place where he can't hurt people anymore.
Well, that may all be true. There are a few things going on here. First of all, you have to ask yourself, what is the nature of the medical establishment these days? And, you know, it's, in many ways, it's a corrupt, and overly complex, system. It's sort of a combination of, you know, the Soviet Union meets the Motor Vehicle Bureau.
Right. Yeah, I love that.
you know, one of the lessons of it is, to some extent, you have to be your own doctor. If you're not intelligent enough to do that, you know, that may be tough noogies. But you gotta be your own doctor. And you gotta navigate through a system that is cruel, corrupt and you know, overly complicated.
Yeah. What about is there a period of use suggested for the type of hip replacement you have? Is it something that it's only expected to last 10 years and that's it?
Well, that was the whole point of it, was that the kind of state-of-the-art hip replacements they were using prior to about the year 2000 were steel balls into plastic cups.
Right.
And they had a shelf life of about, you know, 8 to 15 years, supposedly. That was a general kind of categorical idea. And the reason that the metal-on-metal was introduced was to give younger patients, like myself at the time, an artificial joint that would probably last, you know, 20 or 30 years, or at least that was the hope.
Right.
And so, you know, their intentions were good. I was about 53 when I got mine, so I wasn't really a young guy, but I wasn't that old either, and I was in pretty good shape and pretty active. I mean, the reason that I needed this hip replacement in the first place was because I was a runner for 25 years, and I pounded all the cartilage out of my joint for, you know, probably because, you know, my hip joint, you know, wasn't aligned very well for one reason or another, or maybe my gait was poor. Who knows?
Could be a lot of those things, right? Right.
But the bottom line was that I didn't have any cartilage left in my joint, and you know, it had an insidious and corrosive effect on my quality of life. It kind of narrowed my life down.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, there's one thing after another that I can't do anymore.
Yeah.
So I was persuaded to do this thing, and at the time, there was no sense that the metal-on-metal hip hardware would cause problems, especially not toxic metallosis problems.
Right.
So,
but you were aware that, hey, you know, 15 years from now, I may be going in for a replacement hip.
Yes, I was aware that this thing might not last forever. You know, even if it lasted as long as it was advertised,
right,
I still might need to get it changed out at some point if you know, I was lucky enough to be alive at age 76 or something. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
the answer
okay.
is yes, I was aware of that.
Okay, so how are you feeling today? I mean, are you, since you've been going for the chelation therapy, do you feel any different? Do you feel,
yeah, I feel worse. I feel like.
Oh, you did say that. The dark is before the dawn. I guess where I'm going with this now, you obviously feel better that you know what the problem is, but do you have,
yes.
don't you even have a modicum of anger at all that you are being subjected to this now because of these companies that make these prosthesis? Because let's face it, they didn't test that prosthesis for 20 years in order to determine that it would last 20 years. They did.
Well,
I'm directing my anger
into litigation. That's how I will direct my anger.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, I am in contact with a large, aggressive law firm that has already got ongoing suits against the particular manufacturer of my implant, and I'm going to join the suit.
There you go.
At least I'm going to join the parade, and you know, we'll see how that goes. I'm not going to sit back and wait for, you know, God to sock me over the head with a sock full of silver dollars or anything, and I don't really care about that so much. My anger towards the medical establishment is more a kind of a generalized sense that, you know, I'm an author. I'm a professional author, and I've written many books. And my latest book, which really just had its official publication date on Monday, is largely about the diminishing returns of technology. I've written several books in the last few years about where we're going with our civilization and many of the larger macro problems that we face. My 2005 book, The Long Emergency, was largely about the peak oil problem and the resource scarcity problem and the banking and capital problem and climate change and how we were dealing with that as a society. And my new book is called Too Much Magic, Wishful Thinking Technology and the American Wishful Thinking Technology and the Fate of the Nation.
Mm.
Too Much Magic. And see, one of the major themes in that is the diminishing returns of technology. And what happened to me with my hip implant was a perfect example of the diminishing returns of technology, where it turns around and literally bites you on the butt.
Yeah.
In my case, literally.
And it's, and that's happening everywhere. I mean, everywhere we look. We have to take our last commercial break. I want to come back with this discussion. I want to divert from the hip just for a second. And in the last 10 minutes we have in the interview, I want to talk about your book because I really think it's important. It's an important discussion. It's very, very timely. I think people are starting to wake up and realize that everything that we do, where we think we are more intelligent than nature, where we're striving for greater creature comforts and convenience, it's coming back to haunt us. We're talking with James Howard Kunstler. His website is Kunstler, KUNSTLER.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with James Howard Kunstler. Right now we're going to talk about his book, Too Much Magic. I really like this book because this is a theme of my show as well. You know, when I started doing the show 8 years ago, James, I used to have scientists on the show because I just revered scientists. I thought these guys are, you know, science, 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 science. And then when I started to understand how epidemiology works, and I started to find the inconsistencies and the incongruencies in one research study to another, I started to realize, and especially when I started to realize when science contradicts what we know, we must not abandon critical thinking and embrace science. And I've changed completely now. I say when science contradicts what we know to be true, ignore science. Because what we know to be true has gotten us here through millions of years. We're here today because of that. When somebody says red meat is bad for you, you have to ask yourself, then how did we survive all the way up through the 70s, actually, consuming large amounts of red meat? What has changed about red meat? It's not red meat inherently. It's something else. And when you start pulling from the string, you start to realize what's going on. The cows are sick animals today. We're eating a version of red meat that never existed 150 years ago. That is pro-inflammatory, that is loaded with pathogens. It's just disgusting, filthy food. And if you return back to grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free meats, pastured cows the way nature intended them, these actually improve health. They don't degrade health. So, and what you're talking about in your book really is what has happened to us. We think we're too damn smart, don't we?
Well, it's not just that. You know, I'm trying to write about issues that face mankind right now that are so severe that they could put us out of business, at least in our civilized iteration.
Right.
And the question really is, how are we going to remain civilized? What's going on is that, we've elaborated this hyper-complex system for daily life that we probably can't continue to live in. We're going to have to downscale it and rescale it and relocalize it and simplify it. And we don't want to. You know, we're doing everything we possibly can to try to sustain the unsustainable. And a lot of our efforts are kind of devoted to magical thinking and wishful thinking. For example, most of the discussion that's going on around the country now is only about how we're going to keep running all the cars by other means.
Right.
The truth of the matter is we're probably not going to be able to continue running all the cars, period.
Right.
You know, and we're probably going to have to inhabit the landscape differently. That probably means something more like traditional towns, probably smaller cities, probably places that have a meaningful relationship with agriculture, done on a smaller scale. You know, these represent huge challenges in reorganizing daily life, but the investments that we've made in the stuff that we're already running are so great that we can't even begin to imagine letting go of these things. So, you know, the bottom line is what we want to do in America is run Walt Disney World and the Interstate Highway System and Walmart by other means. Now, the big problem with that is we're going to be disappointed because we're not going to do it. We're not going to run these things by other means.
Right.
And so one of the dangers that we run into, you know, apart from the dangers of coming apart politically and socially and inviting a lot of economic disorder, one of the dangers is that people are going to feel hugely let down by these promises of technology and by science generally, probably. And, in the meantime, science and technology have undermined themselves, or at least the people who practice them and promote them, have undermined science and technology by asking them to do too much for us, over-promising, and creating situations of blowback and diminishing returns that are undermining our civilization. You know, my favorite example is what we did with a phone company. You know, where we had a pretty good phone system, and then we spent the last 30 years computerizing every phone in America, and the net result of that is it's now almost impossible to get a live human being on the telephone.
Right. Right.
You know, either that or you know, you get 6 telephone calls from robots when you're eating dinner.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know, so has that improved communication? I don't think so.
No.
So, you know, and that's just one example of how we're doing it. You know, medicine is a whole other thing. But generally, I think you can state categorically that we've simply hyper-complexified things too much. You know, finance and banking is another example of it. You know, banking has innovated so much that it has succeeded in disabling itself.
Yeah. You know what's interesting?
We no longer have a banking system that works, or a money system that people trust, and that's hugely dangerous for any modern nation, any civilized nation.
I had a scientist on the show yesterday, Dr. Mary Helen Imordino Yang, who is at USC, and she does psychological research on the importance of, you know, that reflecting is not idleness. You know what I mean? When the brain is in the default mode, you're not doing nothing. It's actually an important time. And the reason that was such an important discussion is because with the introduction of this new got to be connected every second of the day mentality, right, that we have today, that there is, that our brains are becoming unable to focus. We're so fragmented.
There is no time for tranquility, reflection, serenity, repose. You know, all of these things that tend to produce good human ideas.
Well, what's even worse than that is that those things are viewed as laziness, unproductive, if you sat on the back porch, folded your hands and stared out at the horizon, your brain is actually doing some very important work as it's consolidating, as it's fantasizing, as it's thinking forward, as it's going backwards, as it's weaving memories into future wants. And so these are very important components and functions of cognition and brain function. Yet your significant other or some important person could, you know, you feel like being lazy today? It's like our attitude is, if we're not engaged, if we're not connected, if we're not in motion every second of the day, we're somehow letting time slide by. And I can't help but go back to Douglas's part in that movie about Wall Street. You know, where he only slept a couple hours a day, and he was up at 5 a.m. on his cell phone walking the beach, and, you know, and he was telling Bud Fox that, you know, there's a lot of business happening out there while people are sleeping. There's this notion that rest and sleep and reflection are really a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Well, it's very unfortunate. So, you know, as a result, we are now probably the most frantic people who ever got together in a society.
Yeah, I agree. And we're seeing the effects of that every single day on the stupid decisions that we make. So the book just came out officially on Monday?
Yeah, it's published by the Atlantic Monthly Press. It's available at all of the usual suspects, although I suggest people get it at their local independent bookseller. And the title is Too Much Magic: Wishful Thinking, Technology, and the Fate of the Nation.
I love it. I got to get a copy. Thanks so much for, first of all, sharing your story. I hope there are people out there who are more aware about the real responsibilities involved in choosing a prosthetic joint replacement. I wish you luck. I hope that you'll come back on the show after the surgery is over so we can talk to you and find out how you fared, okay?
Oh, yeah. That'll be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd love to find out where your GP lives. I'd love to toilet paper his house some night. So.
Yeah, well.
But that's just me. I'm still a frustrated 16-year-old stuck inside here.
I understand the impulse.
Listen, James, thanks a lot, okay?
You're quite welcome.
Okay. All right, go to Kunstler.com, KUNSTLER.com, and get a copy of Too Much Magic. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Rob Regish for the official Blueprint Power Hour. We shall return.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
start today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Vatogia, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, it's that time again. Time for the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Just got back from training, which means this. I'm doing great. How about you, Carl?
Well, now, you got to tell that story now. You got to tell the story about...
I got a lot going on in my life right now, so I was cranking on some one-arm push-ups this morning, and there was a guy in front of me, and he turned around. He had three simple words to say. What the F...
And that was it. That's all he said.
And that was it. So, you know, afterwards we had a nice conversation. He's a great guy. And, you know, we exchanged training ideas. So it's been a great day.
Cool.
It's been a great day.
Cool. All right. So we have lots of questions. For those of you who have sent questions in this week, we may not get to all of them today, but I promise you we'll get everybody's questions answered by the next Blueprint Power Hour. Okay, so let's see here. This one first comes from, I am not using his name. I happen to know that he doesn't want me to use his name. So we're just going to say his screen name is Cogric. So we're going to use Cogric. He says, hi, Carl. I have a couple questions for Rob that I hope you will consider. What does he suggest I do to reduce the discomfort and fatigue I feel in my hips and one side of my lower back while deep squatting, even with just body weight? I feel the issue most deeply at the top of my thigh, lower than the hip, when I start squatting. And then after some reps, the issue seems to move to my hip and the right side of my lower back. I mentioned fatigue because it feels like my muscles prevent me from exceeding about 15 reps with only body weight. I thought to ask this after hearing Elisa performing so many squats with 135 pounds. Yes, and she did do squats with free bar squats with 135 pounds and looked great doing them, by the way. So, okay, what do you think, Rob?
Well, first, there were a couple things.
Rob, you just got really, really low. I don't know if you switched something, hit something, changed something.
No, can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you great, yeah.
All right, I'll just speak into the speaker then.
There you go.
a couple of things jumped out at me in Kogrick's question here. First, the words discomfort and fatigue in his hips and one side of his lower back. And then the other, it seems as if the issue moves from my hips and the right side of my lower back. In other words, it moves around during the movement. So I have been in this situation, so I'm hoping the following advice helps and fixes insofar as fixing things, because it certainly fixed my issues, which were very, very similar. The first thing I do is I would suggest a home diagnostic test that I usually mention to my folks, and that is this: simply placing one foot on a bathroom scale. In other words, you'll need two scales. And what this will tell you is how much weight you're carrying on each leg. Ultimately, what it's going to tell you is if there's more than a 5% differential in how much weight you're carrying on each side, there is likely an underlying structural issue known to chiropractors as a subluxation of the vertebrae. It's just a fancy word which means the vertebrae has been rotated slightly clockwise or counterclockwise.
You just got low again.
I put my hand over the mic.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that.
So after performing that test, irrespective of the results, I would still go to the chiro and ask for something known as a thermal scan. I think we've discussed this before. It is a simple diagnostic tool that the chiropractor will use and tell him or her how effectively your vertebrae are conducting the electrical message through the spinal cord. It'll allow them, in other words, to zero in on the issue, if in fact it's a structural issue. Third, to loosen up the tight hip flexors, which is another thing that I saw in his question. I generally despise the Swiss ball. However, for the following, they can be very useful. I pick three: a small one, a medium-sized one, and a large one. Lie across that with the ball in the small of your back, your feet on the ground and your hands touching the ground. About a minute on each ball with a small rest in between. That is going to put a nice passive stretch on everything on the front side of the body, including the hip flexors. From there, I would suggest progressing to single-legged squats done on a bench. You can slide that underneath a chinning bar, and over the chinning bar, either place a long towel or a rope. You can squat on one leg while holding onto that rope and use it to assist you out of the very bottom of the movement if you do, in fact, need assistance. I think what you're going to find is that one leg is stronger than the other. You will therefore not know which one is weaker and which one to work on. Further, you will know that based upon the number of reps that you're able to perform with each leg. In other words, we're not using a heavy load to try to determine where the injury is, which side is weak, and how to go about strengthening it. That should be paired with an antagonistic movement such as stiff-legged dumbbell deadlifts with one leg over the other. In other words, your foot is crossed over the other foot or other leg, and then reverse that. The combination of realigning the vertebrae, addressing the underlying structural issue, which I suspect is there, single-legged squats, as well as stiff-legged deadlifts, in other words, a quad-dominant and a hip-dominant movement, should result in the reduction and the correction of that injury and underlying structural issue. I'm convinced that it's there. Everything that he's telling me, pain on one side is there, pain is moving around is there.
Right.
That all points to a structural imbalance. Ultimately, that should lead you back to squatting. And I would suggest box squatting as a bridge back into full squatting, if so desired. Kogrick, I really hope that helps. It worked for me.
He does have a second part to his question.
Sure.
Has Rob done any research into earthing to enhance recovery? Jed Diamond talks about this technique in his new book, Men Alive, and I suppose my Earth Pulse Magnetic device might use this technology. Actually, the Earth Pulse does produce the same magnetic field that the Earth does, so it absolutely is like sleeping on the ground. So, okay, what do you know about earthing? Anything?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Only what I've heard on past shows, and I went back and listened to those shows in an effort to better answer this question. Needless to say, Carl, of the two of us, you have more practical experience, so I would defer ultimately, I think, to your commentary on this. But I will say this. The theory, underlying theory, does make sense to me. Why? Because the absolute best and most recovery takes place while you are sleeping. The body will repair and restore itself at that time faster and more efficiently via the hormonal cascade that goes on than at other times during the day, even when you're eating and flooding your system with quality foods and supplements like we all try to do. So having said that, I have not used it. The theory makes sense to me. Carl, I know you have used it.
Okay, look, those people who are into earthing, the whole premise of earthing is removing any dielectric material like rubber-soled shoes and standing with your feet on a piece of earth, like in the grass or on the dirt. And the notion is this puts you in contact with the electromagnetic resonance that occurs, that emits from the earth, which is true. It really does do this. This electromagnetic pulse, which is about 10 hertz or 9.6 hertz, according to some of the early research, is said to have influenced our genetic development. And I have to believe it has. It's also thought that in this electromagnetic polluted soup that we live in today with routers and cell phones and every other EMF and RF emitting device, that pulse becomes harder and harder for our body to sense, if you will. So the notion behind earthing is to make conductive connection with that pulse again. This is exactly what the Earth Pulse Unit has promoted and done for over a decade now, except you sleep in it. Instead of going outside and standing in it for an hour or two or 10 or 15 minutes and absorbing it, you actually sleep in a cocoon of it. And that's the notion behind the Earth Pulse.
I will say this. I listened to a prior episode, Carl, where Wi-Fi was discussed and
yeah.
How that could possibly be disturbing sleep.
Yes.
I've got to tell you, I took that tip and got rid of that damn Wi-Fi, and it made a big difference in not the total length of time that I was sleeping, but I slept much, much deeper. So I think there's merit to this here, absolutely. I think it's something that's worth pursuing. I'm going to do my best to brush up on it further, and if that means investing in the Earth Pulse Magnet to do it, I will do it.
Well, I'll tell you something. I not only unplug the router at night, but unplug the telephone base station, which outputs a greater wattage than the router. And here's something else I figured out. When you unplug the base station, the handsets start transmitting. They'll say connecting. If you have to look at when you unplug your base station, grab one of the handsets and look at the LCD readout. Does it say connecting? Is it searching? Here's what I figured out. I would unplug the base station of my cordless phone, and in the morning I'd wake up and the handsets would be dead. They'd say, please place in charger. And I think, wait a minute. They've been off for 8 hours. They should easily be able to sustain a charge. What's going on? So then when I unplug the base station, I watched the handset for about 5 minutes, and about a minute after I unplugged it, the handset said connecting, like it was doing something. And I thought, wow, if it's doing something that's draining the battery, it's probably transmitting and trying to get the base station to respond. So basically, by unplugging the base station, I made all the handsets in the house transmit, and that's counterproductive to my goal. So now I've had to, I know people are going to say, Carl, do you also wear an aluminum hat at night? No, I don't. But I have to unplug the base station and the handsets at night now to get completely free of locally transmitted RF. Now, obviously, my neighbor's phone and router is still up and running, but it's further away from me. And my Earth Pulse obviously creates some sort of a barrier to that. So,
I do think it's a fair statement to say this. The information age, for all of its benefits, has caused the brain, our brains, great stress in dealing with all of these frequencies and gizmos and gadgets, that the effects are only, you know, the long-term effects, God knows what they are when they're going to be found out. But the short-term effects, you know, that jury is in. It's already affecting people's sleep negatively. It's already increasing people's stress levels. Taking a device-free weekend, as a friend of mine calls it, and shutting everything down for 48 hours.
That's a wonderful idea.
Is a great experiment, and I'd be willing to bet you're going to repeat it.
Well, people talk about getting off the grid and going out of town and getting out in the country and how well they sleep and how great they feel. Guess what? When you're off the grid, there's not even AC quite often. That's another, 60 cycles. So anyway, all right, we got to take our break. We have to take our break. Sit tight. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more questions. Rob Bregish will be answering. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Rob, I have been thinking about moving again. Louisville, Kentucky is the most sleepless city in the United States. And I got to tell you that my sleep became troublesome once I came back here. And I'm really considering moving. And I got to tell you something. You know how I can tell, like, what city people are listening to the show from?
How?
Well, we have somebody listening to the show just northeast of Honolulu. And I would love to move Superhuman Radio to Hawaii. Wouldn't that be a trip to do the show from Hawaii, like for the next year?
Hey, you know what? It's a worthy experiment, Carl. Absolutely.
Whoever you are that's living in Hawaii, that's listening to the show right now, post on my Facebook and maybe we'll plan on coming there and doing a couple month stint as Superhuman Radio. You know what? I could travel the globe and do the show from different places for a month or two at a time, you know?
There's the Blueprint Army's out there, and they're all over the world, Carl, so you might have something there.
Okay. All right, let's get to the next question. The next question comes from Randy. He says, "Hi, Rob. I have a 54-year-old female here with lifelong physical problems, some mentally induced, I'm not sure, and I gave her a bottle of Synthogen to try. She says that right off the bat, it's helping her in various ways, like nothing else ever helped before. A testimonial will surely be forthcoming eventually. Originally, I linked her to a radio show with Paul Becker and featured questions about sleep. Sleep has been a lifelong issue for her. She had stepped right up and ordered the Earth Pulse sleep machine. In a word, do you give it a thumbs up yourself? Do you own one? Thanks a lot, Rob. I'm loving the Synthogen more and more each day. Randy." Now, as you said a moment ago, too, interestingly enough, Cogric's question was about Earth Pulse. This is not planned. These are the questions as they come in. Obviously, I have a lot more experience with Earth Pulse than you do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can speak about the Earth Pulse unit, but you have not. We really do need to get you one, I think.
I do think, and I'll say this about stress, sleep, and people's health in general. So let's just put Synthogen to the side for a second. I think one of the big reasons why people are having success with it is the adaptogen component. And so let's just focus on that just for 1 second, because I know there was a lot of interest in adaptogens when they came up last week on the show. The issues that we discussed prior, all of these new gadgets and gizmos and the frequencies that they run on and the way that they disturb your sleep, the pace of modern life, the economic implosion, all of this has conspired to radically, in a very short period of time, comparatively speaking, ratchet up people's stress levels. So the point I'm trying to make here is this. Before you go running to your doctor for something to knock you out, consider instead a quality adaptogen like maca or Rapanticum carthamoids extract, or Suma, or, in other words, a gift from Mother Nature that was custom made for times such as these, when the organism, when the biological organism, either a deer or in this case you, is challenged with an environmental stress, whether that be an extremely harsh winter or what's going on today. Try to give adaptogens a shot at helping you deal with some of that stress. And I think what people are going to find is, for some that have energy levels that are lagging, the adaptogen will help them with their energy levels more during the day. For other people whose energy levels are just through the roof and they've got anxiety as a result of it, the adaptogens will allow them, as it's doing in this case, it sounds like, will allow this woman to finally have a good night's sleep and feel like she's getting more out of life during the day. And I'm not saying, look, Synthogen is one of many products that contains an adaptogen. Find a good one. Find a reputable one. Find one that works for you. Because the issues that we're discussing here today are crucial, not to muscle building necessarily, but to something much bigger than that. And I'm talking about your health.
Well, now let's talk about sleep for a second. If this young lady is having trouble sleeping, the body can't feel good. It can't thrive. It's actually going to bring on disease, okay?
Right.
Finding the answers for sleep have to be job one. When I got sick in 2005, sleep was my biggest problem. I became an insomniac. I used to get up in the middle of the night. I would fall asleep for an hour at best. I'd wake wide awake. I'd get out of bed, and I would be up for the rest of the night. And generally, I started getting on the internet and looking at my symptoms to try to figure out what was going on. I would walk around the house and I felt like a ghost. Everybody else was sleeping soundly. I would look in on my children. I would look in on my ex-wife. Everybody was sleeping soundly. I was wide awake. I felt like I was haunting the house. I swear to God, that's exactly how I felt. Okay,
yeah.
So sleep is critical. I would absolutely consider an Earth Pulse unit. There's no doubt about it. He gives you a 90-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose except the cost of shipping if you have to ship it back. Okay? But Here's the thing. There are other things that need to be done as well. Sleep hygiene. This doesn't mean washing up and brushing your teeth before bed. This means your environment. Her bedroom should be dark and quiet. She should have no electrical devices within 4 feet of her head. That means alarm clocks need to move, be unplugged. Okay? She should have blackout drapes. No light should be creeping in from the lights outside, or for that matter, even from the morning sun. In the initial phases, okay? I would try something like melatonin, a half hour to 45 minutes before the ideal bedtime. So if she wants to go to sleep by 9, which I say is when she should start going to sleep, if depending on what part of the country she lives in, she should take it at 8 or 8:15 or even 8:30 so that the feelings of sleepiness overtake her and then she gets in bed. Also, turning off electrical devices and starting to allow the body. Look, the body has a ganglia of nerves, a bundle of nerves right behind the bridge of the nose called the suprachiasmatic nuclei. This is the portion of our brain that keeps in contact with what is known as the light and dark phases of life, when the sun is up and the sun is down. And it appropriately fires hormones and systems that should be up at night or down at night or up in the day or down in the day. What happens is, due to our dependence on artificial light, getting on the internet for a couple minutes right before bed to read emails, all these things, that light falls upon our retina and tells the suprachiasmatic nuclei it's not nighttime yet. And so the SCM tells the adrenals, you can't go to sleep yet. Produce more cortisol. And cortisol levels come up and people don't sleep well. I would challenge you to try this. Okay? Turn the lights out in the house around 6 or 7 o'clock and start to live with just the normal daylight availability. It'll force you to go to bed earlier because you won't be able to watch television. You won't be able to do a lot of things, including read. Once the house gets dark, you'll have to get in bed and go to sleep. And see if she doesn't synchronize her SCM. Use a little melatonin with this approach to kind of nudge the circadian rhythm back to normal. And see if she doesn't start sleeping well again.
I was going to say, you know, the last time we have seen sleep disorders of this magnitude in society was with the advent of electricity.
Bingo.
As you just spoke to, when you have artificial light, it is signaling through the lens of your eye that, hey, you know, there's still light out there. Don't, hey, Mr. Pineal Gland, you know, don't start pumping out that melatonin yet.
Exactly.
We need to stay up. It's a false message, and as much as you may consciously know, oh, yes, I have a light bulb going, it does your body no benefit because it's still getting that message, stay awake, stay awake. Meanwhile, the sun has gone down, and it should be getting the correct message, which is pineal gland.
Yeah.
Start producing melatonin.
We have to. We're going a little long here. We have to take a break. I hope that answers the questions,
yeah.
And I hope that he gets some relief with that. And absolutely, there's no doubt in my mind. The Earth Pulse unit changed my life when I couldn't sleep. I'll never forget putting that magnet under my bed and thinking to myself, "This is a lot of BS." Going to sleep, and waking up, and it was dark, and I thought, "Oh, it's got to be the middle of the night," and it was like 5:30, and I was like, oh my God, I just slept for 7 hours straight. That was the first night after months of insomnia that I slept. And that's why I promote that device. I promote that device because I know personally it works. A lot of people, they knock me. Oh, it's a magnet. You know, try it. NASA studied pulse electromagnetic fields, their effects on anabolism, their effects on sleep, their effects on mood, their effects on serotonin production. People who are depressed, they benefit from those pulse electromagnetic fields. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And so maybe it's just us returning back to the magnetic environment that our DNA formed under. I don't know. I'm not that smart, but I do know this. In 2005, I slept my first entire night after months of insomnia with that magnet. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. I was told I was
beautiful. What does that mean to you? Look at Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We're talking today with Rob Regish. Okay. I think I may have lost the question here, believe it or not. Did I miss a question? I have Panos as the next question. Is that right? Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I have one here.
He actually submitted two, one through Facebook and one through email.
You just got really low. Whose question is this? Hey, Rob, how are things going? For calf building, you recommend jump shoes. How about 5.0 soles? They attach to your shoes. Does wearing these promote an increased possibility of plantar fasciitis? Who submitted that question?
I think that's Dave Robichaud.
I'm sorry about that. Dave Robichaud. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a great question, Dave. And yes, you know, you probably heard me recommend and speak to these jump soles, jumpsolesusa, I think it is, .com, on prior shows. He's asking about something called 5.0 jump soles. They attach to your shoes. It sounds like, an upgrade, but the same basic principle. What we're talking about here is a Velcro heel, if you will, that Velcros onto your sneaker, and instead of the heel now, you know, being under the back of your foot, it is under the ball or just the front of your foot. I'm big on these for the following reasons. You either got the calves from your parents or you grow them. So for me and everybody else that needs to grow them, let's talk about how these fit in. First, I don't believe any amount of seated, standing, or otherwise calf raises ever did a damn thing for my calves. I haven't seen it do a lot for many people's calves. I'm not so sure why that is, but be that as it may, I had to come up with better solutions. The best solution that I found is a double hit, and that being one, static holds, like as on a seated calf raise machine. Two sets of pressing just into the very top strongest range, holding as much weight as you possibly can for 5 seconds. Two such holds with about 5 to 10 minutes of rest in between seconds. That is a stress, a unique and severe stress that the calves simply do not encounter in everyday life. On top of that, it's the last movement I usually perform on leg day. I then strap these jump soles on and go for a little run. And what might sound like a little run in these shoes is nothing little, because for example, a 200-pound man, when he comes down on his calf when he's jogging in these shoes, when he comes down on that heel or sole, it transfers up to 9 times the body weight onto the calf muscle. Now, I haven't measured that, but I can tell you it sure feels like it. So picture this conversation, your calves talking outside of your body. Hey, this guy isn't just doing the 3 sets of 10 thing anymore. We better go get some friends because this guy's crazy. He is imposing severe stress on top of severe stress on us. We need to grow to accommodate this stress in the future. You don't do that every day. You might not even be able to do that every week. But if you do that on a fairly frequent basis, in my opinion, the calves grow. I know mine did. Secondly, with respect to increasing the possibility of plantar fasciitis, I'm not going to pretend I even know much about what that disease is. I can speculate, though, this.
You do know what plantar fasciitis is, right? You know what it does, right?
Drop foot?
No. Plantar fasciitis is when the connective tissue at the heel starts to pull away. A lot of guys will get plantar fasciitis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you actually do know what it is because, and I know you've been up late last night, but you actually talked to a guy about wearing the splints at night for plantar fasciitis.
That's
on a previous show.
I was confusing.
Yes.
Let me just say this to answer the question. Unless you already have it or have it as a pre-existing condition, I don't think these jump soles are going to, you know, lead you down that road. I don't have it. If I do, I'm unaware of it, and I run in those things plenty. So, and I have no issues with the connective tissue, separating.
I would start out slow. If you've had plantar fasciitis in the past, and that's why you're asking the question, I would just start out slow. That's it. Don't go crazy with them. Walk around the house with them for a while first.
Yeah, I think my stock recommendation on these things, to be clear, is to go slow, and here's how I do it. Practice just walking in them for a few minutes a day. Build up to just walking and standing around for 10 minutes. After that, you can do what I call wall jumps in them. Just place your hands against the wall and jump up and down on the, in those jump soles for up to, 3 to 5 minutes. At that point, your Achilles tendon, the calf, the entire lower leg should be conditioned such that you can start some light jogging.
There you go.
Absolutely, positively go slow. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at the calf growth that you see.
Okay. The next question comes from Panos and how do I pronounce his name? Antonakis?
No. Panos Antonakos.
Okay. Because the N is missing from this here, so I apologize. He said, my friend, how did it go? I hope it's all okay as far as my questions on, I need your stack infos on Synthogen and adaptogens, also with antioxidants. Also, what adaptogens should I stay away from? Take care, my friend.
Yeah, that's a great question, Panos. Panos is from Greece, but I tell you, he does a better job in English than a lot of people over here do. So let me get to the meat of his question. Synthogen really needn't be stacked with anything because it contains a very hefty dose of full-spectrum Rapanticum carthamoids extract, standardized for what's known as the 10 Levcines complex in the former Soviet literature. Having said that, I understand and respect the fact that a lot of guys want to stack it with something or anything. And in that regard, I'll recommend two products that'll make a very interesting stack with. The first is a product called True Turk, or Turkesterone from Tonvera,
uh-huh,
out of the UK. If I'm not mistaken, they get their product directly from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan.
Wow.
Turkesterone.
Rob, you dropped out for a second. I heard Turkesterone and then you went away.
Yeah, there was a beep.
Okay.
Turkesterone is in that case not extracted from Rapanticum carthamoids extract, but rather Ajuga turkestanica, which is the more economical and better source genus if you're looking for just turkesterone. Your other stacking option with Synthogen would be something like Ebol from Thermolife. Ebol is a well-established product. It has an extremely strong track record within the blueprint. It has for years. But in addition to having turkesterone in it, it also contains what is known as a sapogenin analog of ecdysterone in the form of 25R. You'll see it listed on the label, I think, as Rostabol is their trade name for it. These sapogenin analogs of ecdysterone were studied in 1976 by Dr. V.N. Siroff at the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences and convey much many of the same benefits that ectosterone does, yet at a much smaller milligram threshold dosage, anywhere between 10 and 40 milligrams. If I'm not mistaken, Ebol contains a very generous dose of at least, I want to say, 20 milligrams of 25R in two capsules, and the recommended is six a day. So those are two you would want to look to if you want to stack. The one cautionary note I'll make about the adaptogen you want to stay away from when looking for an ectosterone product, please do not go with something that uses the source genus Cyanotis vaga. Cyanotis vaga comes largely out of China, although it's grown in India and elsewhere. It is usually standardized for 20-hydroxyectosterone, which is one of 400-plus ectes identified to date. And you can validate that yourself by going to ectebase.org. They are discovering new ectosterones literally every month.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So that would be one to stay away from. The final point about antioxidants, adaptogens in general, but especially Rapponticum carthamoids extract, is rich in antioxidants, bioflavonoids, vitamin C, it's all by itself. However, beyond that, I would recommend the following to be taken with your first solid food sit-down meal post-workout about 1 hour after the workout. 1 gram of vitamin C, nothing fancy, ascorbic acid will get the job done. 400 milligrams of natural vitamin E, or preferably mixed
tocopherols and tocotrienols, right?
And tocotrienols.
Right.
And then finally, 1 to 200 milligrams of RALA. You're looking for the R isomer, inclusive ideally of 1 milligram of biotin. That's important for the following reasons. Alpha-lipoic acid, and the R isomer in particular, will recycle and regenerate vitamin C and E. If, however, you take too much alpha-lipoic acid, it will deplete biotin, and this will show up quickly in the form of chapped lips and dry skin. I usually opt for Primaforces product there, which includes 1 milligram of biotin. I don't know if it's still out on the market. But if you do get yourself some standalone RALA, I would also pick up some biotin, and that's where I would use it.
Yeah. Yep, that makes perfect sense. We have to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question to read. Let's see who this one is from. This one's from Thomas Cannon. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're talking this hour with Rob Regish here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research research companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Thomas Donnell Cannon III. He says, I'm a 27-year-old, 240-pound bodybuilder powerlifter and have been a student of the iron game ever since I put my hands around my first barbell 12 years ago. Over the years, I have read and physically engaged in many different training modalities, including the blueprint. Looking to ridiculously strong greats like Reg Park, Franco Colombo, and Lou Ferrigno. I have always trained with an old-school mentality, putting a premium on both aesthetics and strength. For a while, I thought periodization was the answer, but I soon found that when one aspect of my training thrived, the other would stagnate, which leads me to my question. Questions. He's got two of them. What is the best way to go about gaining and maintaining maximal strength while simultaneously refining your physique aesthetically with more conventional bodybuilding movements? A friend of mine uses a 1 week power, 1 week bodybuilding movement template, but I've never felt like I got anywhere like that. What do you think about that? That's the first part of his question.
Well, he has discovered what many have, which is this traditional periodization will raise one strength quality at the expense of the other. So very simple terms, your traditional powerlifting type program will start with a lot of volume, lighter weights, and then taper you down to a quote-unquote peak, where ideally on meet day, you are able to move a much heavier weight for one repetition. The only problem with that is this. On that day, or by that time in your training cycle, your ability to perform a lot of work done per unit of time, or what's known as your work capacity, diminishes greatly because of the fact that that type of training brings you to this zenith of absolute strength. But again, it does so at the expense of other types of strength. The best reads in this area, in my opinion, are Louis Simmons and Dave Tate's articles on such. In particular, the West Side System, which way back in the day I ordered the VHS tapes, which are sitting somewhere that I can't use anymore. But it is laid out exceptionally well in the manual that comes along with it, as well as, I'm sure, the DVDs today. What they found, is exactly what the Russians found, because they did the same thing I did. They dug back into the former Soviet literature, whereupon they found that, yes, in fact, strength qualities can be raised, but usually at the expense of others. The solution is to train all three, and by three I'm referring to max effort strength, or one rep max strength, your total tonnage, or if you might think about it as total work able to be done per unit of time, how many pounds you can lift in X amount of minutes.
Like density
and then
training.
Exactly. Much like Charles Staley's escalating density training. And then finally, your speed strength, or how quickly you are able to move the barbell, because as the loading gets heavier and as the weights go up, the bar gets slower. And as my good friend John Parker pointed out, force equals mass times acceleration. You want to work on both, and you want to work on the total tonnage in between. It's a tall order, especially if you want to come out of it with abs like everybody does today, because we need to have it all. If you do want to have it all, then you need to train it all. In order to train it all, you need the base of the strength pyramid, which is your physical capacity to do work. And by that, I'm referring to building up your what the Soviets referred to as your GPP, or general physical preparedness.
Right.
This is the ability, for example, to pull a weighted sled, to push a weighted wheelbarrow, to throw medicine balls all day long. Once you've built that base, now you can go about training the other three strength qualities and do them justice, recovering from them and having the work capacity to raise all three simultaneously. Now, if you're going to stay lean while you're doing that, then diet is a big part of it. There's just no way around it. You're not going to eat whatever you want when you want. You're going to have to do some caloric zigzagging. And that's part of what the Blueprint 3.0 success rate, frankly, is attributed to. We use some very specific graduated caloric decrements on off days, and a return to at least maintenance calories on training days. Because if you think about it, you know, sending a guy into the gym with less than what he needs in terms of calories for that day to train and grow is like sending a young man off to war without a rifle or any food in his stomach. You're setting him up for failure. We don't do that. We play the war to win, and we play offense. And you should be playing offense too, but that offense always starts with building a base, a robust base of work capacity, and then layering in and training all three different types of strength while being smart about what you eat, when you eat, and how much.
Okay, now he's got another good question that kind of leads into this. He says, now that my muscle base has been built, I feel that I get much more efficient hypertrophic adaptations by specializing on problem areas for a period and putting my other body parts on maintenance. And this is what pro bodybuilders do too, by the way, because you're sculpting your body. If you need work in your shoulders, you're going to prioritizing. And
right.
Working those parts. So he says, what do you believe the minimal amount of work and frequency is required to maintain the body part that I'm not specializing on at the moment? And I got to believe that this is individual. I mean, I know people used to say, 2 weeks. If you don't train a body part for 2 weeks, it starts to shrink. Some people may find it faster than that.
My comments exactly. My lead comment on this is as follows. It is highly individual as to what the minimal amount of work is and how frequently you're going to be able to do it or have to do it to maintain the body parts that you are not specializing in. But generally speaking, it's measured in weeks, not months. In other words, you know, when you put those body parts in maintenance mode, which is a word, by the way, I hate, and I'll expand on that in a second, you can't do so for months on end and expect them to still be there. It's a rare, genetically blessed individual that can do that. Now, with respect to the whole putting these body parts in maintenance mode, I hate that word. I know hate's a strong word, but, you know, maintenance as it applies to anything to me is, listen, if you're not getting better, then what are you in there for? I would much rather take the 15 minutes twice a week that you may be putting that body part in maintenance mode and rather apply a new and unique training stimulus to it, exposing the muscle to that stimulus, and quite likely get something more out of it than just maintenance. I know a lot of guys that I've suggested this to that went into it thinking, wow, I just want to hold on to my chest while I work on my arms. Well, you know, you flip them something new to do in 15 minutes for their chest, and 6 weeks later they're writing back and saying, hey, thanks so much. Not only are my arms bigger, but my chest is too.
Right.
Boy, am I glad I didn't go into hibernation / maintenance mode.
Right, right. And then there's a third part to his question. He said, what books do you recommend for learning the best means of programming the weeks of specialization for lagging body parts? For instance, sometimes I see routines that have X amount of volume in phase one and increasing it even more so in phase two. Then phase three's volume will be cut in half, followed by a cruise period. Basically, how do you know when the phase is intense enough and which variables should be altered, sets, reps, load, etc., for maximal adaptation?
It's a fair question. There are a lot of variables involved, but I will say this, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is especially true in high-level athletes. The variable that the body will adapt quickest to in any given program is reps. It's not the amount of weight. It's not the volume. It's not the frequency. It's the rep range. And this was known long ago. If you go back and you study Vince Gironda's works, he made frequent switches just due to that fact. You can also read and get a much better understanding of the why that is true in Charles Poliquin's excellent book, The Poliquin Principles. The book I'm going to recommend, though, insofar as specialty techniques for lagging body parts, is an oldie but a goodie. Steve Holman's Underground Mass Boosting Methods. In that book, you will read about the following, about specializing for lagging body parts. Explosive power training, negative overload training, rest pause max training, power partials, something called double impact training, hypercontraction training, X-rep training, and specialized routines and strategies just for hard gainers. Now, I just rattle off more than half a dozen ideas that can be applied not only to lagging body parts, but also for those muscle groups that you may see as, hey, I'm just going to put these in maintenance mode or on hold for a couple of weeks or months, God forbid.
Right.
He's 100% correct insofar as it's frustrating because programs, even the best of them, we talked about this last week, can lead to program hopping. And you're going to have some are going to be more successful than others. Some will be complete busts. But the ability to put these strategies to use in a shell, in the context of a shell, where gains beget gains, and this will be self-serving, but it's true, is why Blueprint is as successful as it is. But hopefully, those book recommendations that I gave you will give you plenty of food for thought about what to do with not only the body parts that you want to specialize in, but also those that you want to put into quote-unquote maintenance mode and hopefully, you know, do far better for yourself than that.
Yeah, thank you. These are great questions from Thomas Cannon, the third, by the way. Okay, real quick, we have the Blueprint tip of the week. We have to get to that quickly because we're actually going over on the show right now. So what is the Blueprint tip of the week, Rob Regish?
Tip of the week is your best buy on ephedrine on the net. I have a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, I remember 25 milligram ephedrine tabs when they were 200 tabs for $8 and on special. And boy, believe you me, that was special. Now, because the retailers know that its availability is limited, all the nonsense the government has put in, they have dialed it back to 8 milligrams a tab in most cases. The best you'll do is 10 milligrams at the pharmacy after you do the math and pull out the guaifenesin. For those of you interested in the best buy ephedrine, it goes like this. There is a 30 milligram of pure ephedrine, no guaifenesin or any other crap in it, that is available from my boy Billy Bongtastic over at the following website, www.don't-buy-retail.com. These are 30 milligram pure ephedrine hydrochloride tabs, nothing else. Know your import rights. Perfectly legal to buy this in the United States, in virtually every state, as long as you don't import more than, I think it's 9 grams. You will find those numbers in the USA Patriot Act in 2005, where they tried to backdoor ban ephedrine. Understand it's legal, understand it's your right, and understand this is the most ephedrine you will find anywhere that I'm aware of for your dollar.
And we are not suggesting that you buy ephedra. For those of you who are listening to the show for the first time, this was a question that was submitted by several people because in the past, Rob has talked about ephedra. So there you go.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Rob Regish, yep. I want to thank you for being on the show today, brother.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Thanks for having me. I think we've got the roundtable tomorrow, Wade.
Yes, that's right. Roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy tomorrow, and we have some new listener questions to read also. Anyway, and also want to thank James Howard Kunstler for coming on and sharing his story about how his hip replacement is killing him because it's poisoning him. And this is food for thought for those of you who have relatives who are considering joint replacement. There's a lot more to consider than just getting it and getting it done. So you can go to his website, which is Kunstler, KUNSTLER.com. Thanks for being on, listening to Superhuman Radio today. Rob Regish, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me back, Carl.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.